Om Gyan Tamanandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Omnitam Tena Tasmai Shri Guru Namaha. We are born in the darkness of ignorance. Our spiritual master is opening our heart with the torchlight of knowledge. And therefore we offer our respectful and humble obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet. So, we're at eye fast. And we're not fasting today. We visited IFAST, as Sekavirya said, many, like 20 some, some 20 some years ago, and I see the atmosphere hasn't changed at IFAST. The atmosphere is still prominent. And that atmosphere was established by His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Swami, who had a special vision for spreading Krishna consciousness to utilize the ancient spiritual technology of ancient India in the modern Western world. In a very, very special way. And by doing so, attracting a very, very wonderful class of people who, in turn, by dedicating their lives to his mission, dedicated their lives to Prabhupada's mission, which is the ultimate sacrifice or the ultimate purpose of our life, is to adopt the mood and the methods which are established by one's guru or teacher. Of course, Srila Prabhupada was very multifaceted in his approach to Krishna consciousness. And in the same way, I can say Bhaktitirtha Swami was also a multifaceted personality who was able to deal with people of all backgrounds, no matter rich or poor, famous or infamous, and had the capacity to instill with them a perspective of Krishna consciousness which was suitable for time, place, and circumstance, which is essential. Because just like last night, we were reading in the third chapter of the Gita that this material situation is all circumstantial and temporary. Prabhupada was writing this purport. So we find ourselves in different kinds of circumstances. And the ability to encourage each and every entity in their spiritual quest for the absolute truth is a very wonderful quality that Bhaktitirtha Swami possessed. I remember, and I was thinking today, that he had a particular melody for Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Kirtan that he liked. And I think you may know that melody. Right now it slipped my mind. But on the day he passed away, we had a festival in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And I usually can't chant kirtan because my voice is very worn out. But somehow or another, we were able to lead kirtan for over an hour with that melody for nonstop, all the devotees. And at the end, everyone was like, that's Bhaktitirtha Swami. He was here. It's that melody. Hare Krishna, isn't it? Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we did that first, and I envision him with his little drum head. I don't know how it worked, but it was very powerful with him playing. And his energy level was something in my heart. It had to be transcendental, because I can remember we would be together at New York Rathiatra, and I would be with 30 boys and teenagers, and he would be with many people, and I would always walk along the side of the Rathiatra in the shade, and he would be in the middle of the kirtan with my boys who can play drum all day long, and encouraging them with his vibrant Krishna conscious kirtans, and his enthusiasm contagious. When we visited Gidanagri one year with 30 teenage boys, when we show up, people notice. When you come with 30 boys that are teenagers between the ages of 11 and 16, 17, and they pile out of two vans, you would rather have Durvasa Muni with his 10,000 disciples show up than that group. Not really. They were good. They were good. And Bhaktitirtha Swami invited us all over to his house and spoke to each and every boy personally and encouraged them in their spiritual life according to their position. He had an ability to relate because the boys, they have a peculiar a situation. They're teenagers and they're developing, and they have a conception that some people are cool and some people aren't cool. And the cool ones we can hang out with, and the not cool ones, we just haribo. So Bhaktitirtha Swami was considered one of the cool ones, because we were in the room and he was so gracious and so welcoming, you know, to all of us, because his heart was so open. And when we went to leave, he said, "Before you go, now there's 30 boys." And he went in his room and he said, "I want all the boys to come in one at a time." So all the boys came in one at a time, and he gave each one a little gift to remember their visit to Gidanagari. And I'm sure those boys still have those things in their collection of gifts. Now, just a little story. We decided to go canoeing somewhere near Gidanagari. You know that? Some river?
Yes.
I don't remember the name of it.
Huh? You remember the Duniata Creek.
Yeah. So Bhaktitirtha Swami said, "We'll all go together and we'll have a picnic and I'll pay for the canoes." I said, "That's very nice." So we're getting ready to go, and finally Bhaktitirtha calls me aside and he says, "I don't like water." "I don't think I can go." So we went without him and came back drenched. The canoe rental person said that he never had experienced canoes with more mud and water in them at the end of the canoe trip than he did with all our 30 boys. We stopped along the way, had mud fight, water fight. I actually started it. And we came back, and there was two boys traveling with us from Gidanagari, Krishnanandi, and I don't know his name, new name? Huh?
Krishna, yes.
But he got initiated, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And his brother's name is
Krikamoya.
Yeah. So their parents hosted our, they fed us the whole time, 3 meals a day. And when we left, we took darshan of Bhakti Tirtha Swami and we were on our way. So when we came in the house today, Maharaj and I, we looked at each other and said, this place is special. It's a very special atmosphere in this place. Because the intent and the purpose of the devotees here, according to the direction of Bhakti Tirtha Swami, is very much intact and very much present in this home. And as we were saying last night in University of Maryland Krishna House, that our purpose is to become expert at distributing Krishna consciousness to other people. That is our purpose. We personally, ourselves, want to absorb ourselves in spiritual life, and that absorption becomes complete when we share it with other people. So there's a saying, whomever you meet, or however you meet, it doesn't matter what, give them a little something of Krishna. However you can do it. According to time, place, and circumstance. Well, last night I was with a close friend and we were discussing that sometimes it's a little difficult to share Krishna consciousness with others. Because, you know, inhibitions or maybe lack of confidence or lack of understanding. But when I was thinking about that, there's a story with Srila Prabhupada where one person was thinking of how to give Krishna when they really didn't understand. And so the story I heard, I don't know if it's true one or not, was that if you just understand that this simply wonderful, which is a sweet balm, is very delicious, then just tell them that these sweet balms are very delicious. You should try one. I remember so many things. But getting back to the point I wanted to bring out in this assembly, because most of you are participants in iFest, is to please absorb the mood and the purpose which Bhakti Tirtha Swami had to spread Krishna consciousness. Really meditate on it and see how you can implement it according to your circumstance, according to your ability, and according to your facility. How can we... I mean, it was amazing the personalities that he met. I mean, from A to Z, and his ability to deal with them. And my experience is that if we pray to these acharyas, we will get their blessings, and their ability will shower upon us. their potency will come through and allow us to freely, from our hearts, give Krishna consciousness to other people. Because there's a great need. There's a great need. We were driving here from Boone, me and Giriraj Swami, the other day, and we were saying, Nirvasesha Sunyavadi. Remember? We were looking at every exit. We were thinking, when we were children in the 50s, you go places on vacation. Every place looked different, and it was like an adventure. Now you drive down the road, and every single exit looks exactly the same. There's the same shops. There's the same companies. We were in the middle of nowhere, and there was a Petco. And we were thinking, why do we need like a box for pets out in the middle of the boondocks? So this nirvasesha, Sunyavadi, this impersonalism and voidism, is rampant. It's poisoned the whole world. And our business is to inject spiritual energy, spiritual consciousness into this environment. Because by doing that, they will actually become surcharged spiritually. And without it, the value, you know, they may progress and you may be able to get your, you know, dog page in the middle of nowhere at Petco. But what is it, you know, what advancement is there? We're looking for tangible spiritual advancement. Something we can utilize in our lives. And what we utilize, Hare Krishna, and how we utilize, how do we utilize this life? We utilize this life because we had four things, and utility was the principle. So we utilize everything that we have in our possession. Whatever intelligence we have, whatever wealth we have, whatever fame we have, whatever we have, we utilize it in the service of the Lord. And by doing that and sharing that with others, we expand our consciousness. My understanding is that there's two things that are gyan and vigyan. Gyan means knowledge, and vigyan means realized knowledge. And my experience has been that when you get knowledge and just keep it, the vigyan doesn't expand. But when you get knowledge and you share it, then that vigyan, that realization of knowledge, manifests. It becomes real. And then in that state, one actually has the ability to spread Krishna consciousness in a way which is practical for everyone. We don't expect everyone to do this. We don't expect that. That's for just a few. So whatever situation you're in, utilize it. Say, this is my life is one of giving Krishna to others. And this I fast is an approach which is a very wonderful approach established by a very gracious and wonderful devotee of Krishna, the Black Lotus. I seen the book, I read it. And just, if we just, in our lives, every day, take a moment to reflect and to honestly assess our situation and to utilize that situation to glorify Srila Prabhupada and his illustrious disciples like Bhakti Tirtha Swami. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.